I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the program, History Clubhouse. It's a new exhibition at the Missouri History Museum that makes exploring local history fun for kids. We'll also preview all the new elements of this year's Gesher Music Festival. Okay, I'm going to start with a question. When you walk into a popular restaurant, is your name put on a waiting list, or are you escorted immediately to their best table? I usually have to wait about 40 minutes, but LaGaia Figueres is here. She's the executive editor of Sauce Magazine. It's time for our monthly soundbite segment. Hi, LaGaia.
Hello, Steve.
LaGaia, you profile a gentleman who we'll get specific about in a few minutes in this month's Sauce Magazine, who you call a restaurant regular.
Yes. The article is written actually by our fabulous writer, Kelly Hines, the regular, how Jeff Lehman became the patron saint of restaurants.
Now, it goes without saying the customers are important, right? I mean, that's where the money comes from.
Customers are critical. They're just as important as the chef.
But when you're talking about regulars, it's more than a money thing.
It's definitely more than a money thing, and we definitely get into that in the story. The customers can be, I mean, they are the ones who are certainly propelling chefs to work harder, to elevate the cuisine, to be better cooks. They also, you know, their regulars can be great for getting feedback, whether on new dishes maybe in development or even feedback on service and elements, on those types of elements from the dining experience.
Well, where'd you come up with the idea for this? Have you ever profiled a customer before?
No, not to my recollection. And that's why we wanted to do this story. We wanted to show that customers are critical. And this is one of the first times we've turned the tables. We frequently speak about people, whether at the front or the back of the house. But really, it's time to talk about the customers because they really matter.
Well, let's meet the gentleman that you profiled in Sauce Magazine, Jeff Lehman. Welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you for having me.
How did you become a restaurant regular, and did you know that you were one?
Well, my wife and I, we dine out quite frequently.
That's Laura.
That's right, my wife, Laura. And we dine out quite frequently, and we like to try to hit all the new places, and we also have certain ones that we go back to on a regular basis. And we dine out probably 4 nights a week, and for lunch I'm probably out at least 3 or 4 times a week.
Do you both not cook, or is there another reason?
Actually, I do cook a lot. But for me, at the end of a day or during I conduct business and we'll have a lunch with a client or friends, and it's always been a way to enjoy getting out of the house for a little bit.
Right. So I guess you didn't set out with this mission in your life to become a restaurant regular. Did you realize you were becoming that, or?
Well, to a certain degree, yes. I've got friends that are in the business, and they became friends in the business because I dine there so often. And so we'd have the opportunity where they'd send something to the table and say, I really want to know what you think about that.
Wow.
And they'd recognize you when you come in and you start talking with them and you start developing a dialogue. And that dialogue becomes a conversation, and then that turns into a friendship.
LaGaia, you know a lot of chefs personally, and you talk to them. What do they say about regular customers and how they influence their work and what they mean to them?
Oh, I think they're really important. They mean a lot, and as Jeff is getting at, they build this relationship, and it really is, Kelly used the words, build a relationship based on trust, respect, and a love of good food. And I think, you know, anyone who works in the restaurant industry really appreciates that kind of customer who comes in and is embracing whatever, you know, they're offering. And definitely that part about giving critical feedback and being honest, that's highly important too.
Well, Jeff, I usually have to wait about 40 minutes, and I've got the table, you know, by the kitchen door. So how's that different for you? I'm joking, but do you get special treatment of some sort?
Well, many times I do. It's just over a period of time and the conversation that I've had with some of these individuals or the chefs that are my friends, they do want feedback and, you know, they want critical feedback. And so they send different things to me.
Are you sure? Because, you know, there are a lot of annoying people that might always have something negative to say. How come they listen to what you say?
Because, well, what one of them said to me is I have an educated palate and I understand what they're going through and what they're trying to accomplish.
That must be difficult, LaGaia, for a chef, because when you deal with the public, you're going to get some feedback you take seriously and some goes in one ear and out the other, right? Consider the source.
Definitely it's going to. I think also another reason, I mean, Jeff is saying he dines out a lot. He also has dined at some amazing places that I haven't, you know, been able to dine at that are around the world.
Like where?
The French Laundry, Alinea.
Jean-Georges,
yes. There are others, Schwa in Chicago, which is a very tough reservation to get. And they're constantly throughout the United States I've dined.
And you get to do that. Your business takes you around them.
My business allows me to travel throughout the country. And at times, instead of sitting in a hotel and having a Marriott burger, I want to go out and see what's in the city. So I always ask people on a plane or in a cab or at the rental car place, where's some place I should go try someplace new for dinner?
Do you watch those cooking shows and Food Network
absolutely.
And all that?
Oh, I'm an addict to all of that, too. Yeah.
So are there any chefs that you've met whose name we might recognize?
Well, Jean-Georges von Richten in New York, I actually met him here in St. Louis when he was doing a book signing many years ago. And during that time, I had the opportunity to meet with him, and I was getting ready to leave, and he said, no, you stay. I want to talk to you. And out of that, we've kind of formed a friendship.
So do you get a lot of free desserts or after-dinner drinks or something?
I've had instances before where the entire dessert menu has come to the table.
But I'm going to pause to us for a second. I think the whole, like, thinking about free, I don't – it's when you build enough of a friendship with someone, you didn't sit there and say, oh, what did he give me? Oh, what do I give you?
Right.
And it's not that counting up of, you know, chits. It's – graciously giving cookbooks to chefs because he really cares about it. And in return, sure, he might see a plate or two come out, you know, from the kitchen as a courtesy. But I don't think anybody's actually counting those up, you know?
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean that Jeff was,
I know,
course.
But I just want to, you know, put that out there.
I take an interest in what they're interested in. Like LaGaia just mentioned, a cookbook. And I collect cookbooks. I have a ton of them, but there are certain ones that I know chefs really get into that are hard to find.
Okay, so just real briefly, like, you dine all over the world. What's, like, the best meal that you've ever had? Can you name one?
My first time at the French Laundry is one I'll always remember because I went by myself. And doing that, the kitchen realized I'm there for one purpose. That's to see what they can do. So they pulled out all the stops. They made me feel like I was the most important customer in the room.
The French Laundry, for those who don't know, is Thomas Keller's flagship restaurant in Napa. So it's kind of a big deal.
Are there any great restaurants that you have not been to that are on your list to go?
Absolutely. I'd love to go to the Fat Duck in Bray, England, because I think some of the things that Heston Blumenthal is doing is amazing. I wish I could have gone to El Bulli in Spain. It's since passed, but I'm sure that we'll see something from Fer and Adria sometime in the future, and I'd love to experience that.
This is our Soundbite segment. We're talking with LaGaia Figueres of Sauce Magazine and Jeff Lehman, who is profiled this month as a restaurant regular. Well, Jeff, let me ask you this. You eat at a lot of really nice places. Maybe somebody wants to be a restaurant regular, and they can't go to five-star restaurants. Is that worthwhile, being a regular at maybe a restaurant that has entrees under $15 or something?
Oh, absolutely. The key is when I go to a restaurant, I always think that I'm in somebody's home. And that can be, you know, a five-star restaurant, or it can be the simple place where you go get a hamburger. And I have some of those that I like in town. It doesn't really matter the price. What really matters to me is the quality and the way I feel when I'm there. And it's the people that make that. And so I constantly try to remember my server's name. I constantly try to remember something that about them or some interest. And we usually have conversations. And those conversations, I try to remember something and try to reach out to them.
You know, one thing that he's mentioning, and particularly since you do eat sometimes by yourself, for people who dine out alone, following some of these practices are some of the best ways to enjoy yourself as a single diner, which, you know, many of us are at times.
Well, what about the local dining scene? Talk about LaGaia's territory here in St. Louis. How would you – and since you're able to compare it to places around the country and around the world, how are we doing?
St. Louis is really – I kid with people on the coast. I actually had a real good discussion with a group in New York one time about St. Louis. I said, we have better food press in St. Louis than many places in the country, and I think we do. I also think that we have access to better quality ingredients because many times some of these guys in New York and California are importing pork from the state of Missouri.
Their tomatoes probably come from Delaware or something.
Right. It's always funny, but what you find out is when I have people come and visit me, I take them to some of our restaurants, and they're amazed at how good everything is. They're amazed at how what attention to detail and how passionate the people are about their service and their product. And I think we've got something to be very proud of.
Is there anything we could improve on here in St. Louis as far as the dining scene goes, as far as you're concerned?
I'd like to see that we treat people in the business more as professionals. Some people always refer to the restaurant business at times, like servers, et cetera. Well, you're doing this, and you know, what are you going to do for your real job? Well, in this business, if you do your job right, it is a real job. And that's something I'd like to see is more respect towards those people.
Look, in the article that you've done about Jeff, I think you came up with four suggestions how us regular people could become restaurant regulars.
Yeah, the four steps to becoming a regular. Show up. So that means go there on a regular basis. Treat people how they want to be treated. Be honest, and that's in terms of giving feedback. And then make conversation, which we've been talking about in terms of really taking an interest in the people who work at some of these establishments.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff, being a regular has paid off for you. I think you've had dishes named after you. Anything current?
Well, nothing current, but there is a dish at Pastaria. They do a Catara with clams. The one thing that they do for me is they'll do it with a red sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that hasn't been named on the menu, but I'm pushing Gerard for it.
Mm-hmm. What about – you mentioned that you do a little cooking at home, right?
Absolutely.
Are you a fancy cook at home? Do you try to replicate some of these dishes or you do a whole different thing?
I try to replicate some of them. I take my best effort at it. But then I also like basic comfort food. You know, the other evening did simple roast chicken and a salad for the family. And I like cooking. I enjoy the experience and trying to make people feel special.
Okay. Let's talk about tipping.
Okay, I think I probably...
You approve of tipping.
absolutely, I approve of tipping, and I probably lean towards the heavier side because I realize that most people in the restaurant business are set on a hourly wage, and they make the bulk of their money from tips.
I kind of always, me personally, like 20% is normal unless I'm really unhappy or something, but what about you?
20% would be my bare normal. You'd really have to do something wrong to not get 20% from me, and I tend to tip heavier than that.
How generous could you be? Does it matter if you know the waiter? Or?
Well, I'll give you, for instance, I worry about somebody like in a diner, if I'm taking up too much time in a chair, when they have customers, I'll tend to tip more because I'm occupying a seat. But I also tend to tip if I've gotten really good service and if they've really taken an interest.
Do you have any advice that you would give amateur restaurant regulars?
Amateur
like
regulars.
How can I become a restaurant regular and make it the great experience that you've made it?
Be courteous to everybody. It's so easy to be nice. It's so easy to have a smile on your face and try to enjoy your experience. Some people come to a restaurant with an attitude that they want to be shown how great the restaurant can be. I think it's an experience just to get to dine there. So if you've got a positive attitude and a positive outlook towards your server, it comes right back at you. And I think that's true in just about everything you do.
Steve, you should be introducing yourself. After you're going there your fourth, fifth time, maybe the same person is helping you out. Let's talk even about it at the diner or the corner cafe. Hi, I'm Steve. I've noticed that you've been here every time. The coffee's been so great around here. What's your secret? What's your name?
So make an effort.
You've got to make an effort.
Right. Well, Jeff Lehman is a restaurant regular. He's profiled in this month's Sauce magazine. And before we wrap things up, Legay, I want to mention something that you're doing. It's Food Truck Friday again.
Today is Food Truck Friday. It's at Tower Grove Park from 4 to 8 p.m. Come on down.
And then you're doing something new a little bit later. You're taking it over to the Metro East.
Yes. For the first time, there's going to be a food truck festival on the Metro East. It's in Alton, the Alton Food Truck Festival. That's on Saturday, August 29th, again, from 4 to 8 p.m., and it's going to be held at the Liberty Bank Alton Amphitheater. And all of that information is on saucemagazine.com.
Okay, Jeff, now whenever I think of you hobnobbing with all those chefs I see on TV. But I'm wondering, in conclusion, do you ever just slum it, and where do you like to go?
Absolutely, I slum it. There are places I like to go. I go to O'Connell's for a burger on a regular basis. I go to Biggie's up on Watson for good bar food. I love going to different ethnic restaurants and trying different things. So there are constant places all over the city.
Going out for lunch today?
Absolutely.
Can you wait for Steve?
I get off at 1.
You're welcome to join.
Where are you going
to
go?
Well, we're going to go to Three Flags Tavern today because it's their last. This is their last week of doing lunch.
Wow. And do you have dinner plans yet?
No, I do not.
Is it open? I mean, may come up with them?
I may come up with them.
Is there one restaurant that closed? And this is my last question. Is there one restaurant that closed in the last year that kind of broke your heart?
I can't think of something in the last year, but if there was
the last one.
The last one that I really miss, I miss King Louis that used to be in St. Louis. It was one of my favorites, and it's one that I wish would come back.
I hope people will pick up the current Sauce Magazine. They can read more about Jeff Lehman, the restaurant regular. Jeff, it's been fun meeting you, and have a good lunch, I guess.
Thank you.
LaGaia Figueres, you have an announcement to make, and I have some questions for you, and that's coming right up.
Okay.